China,
Hong Kong, passing judgment. Why foreign judges are leaving Hong Kong's highest court.
It is an unusual arrangement, to be sure. Since its establishment in 1997, the Court of Final Appeal in Hong Kong has had both local and foreign judges on its bench. The setup was part of the deal that handed the territory from Britain to China that year. The foreigners who hold non-permanent seats tend to have impressive legal backgrounds and come from other common law jurisdictions such as Britain, Australia and Canada. So they are accustomed to exercising judicial power independently and free from any interference, as laid out in the territory's mini-constitution called the Basic Law. The court still operates largely as envisioned, but Hong Kong's leaders are growing more oppressive, forcing the foreign judges to make a tough choice. Since June 7th, 3 out of 10 on the Court of Final Appeal have resigned. Two British judges, Jonathan Sumption and Lawrence Collins, jumped first, noting the deteriorating political situation. Days later, a Canadian judge, Beverly McLaughlin, said she would also depart, citing personal reasons. Lord Sumption, hitherto a defender of the role of foreign judges on the court, explained his thinking in the Financial Times. Most of Hong Kong's judges are honourable people with all the liberal instincts of the common law, he wrote. But they have to operate in an impossible political environment created by China. The situation in Hong Kong has come under increasing scrutiny of late. Last month, 14 pro-democracy figures were convicted of conspiracy to commit subversion. 2 were acquitted and 31 had already pleaded guilty. Their crime was to have held a primary election in 2020 to improve their chances of winning control of the local legislature. Lord Sumption described the judgment as legally indefensible. He added, "The rule of law is profoundly compromised in any area about which the government feels strongly." That provoked a response from Hong Kong's chief executive, John Lee, who said, "The rule of law in Hong Kong is strong and will not change." The legal system still functions well in most cases. The World Justice Project, a Washington-based charity, produces an annual rule of law index. Last year, Hong Kong ranked 23rd, 3 spots above America. But Lord Sumption believes that China's imposition of a national security law on the territory in 2020 and the revival of a colonial-era sedition law severely limits judges' freedom of action. The security law allows courts to dispense with trial by jury and instead use a panel of national security judges who are picked by Mr. Lee to reach verdicts. In theory, the judges are independent, but they are reviewed annually and the government often makes its desired outcome of a case clear. Up until last month, it had a 100% conviction rate in national security trials. Even when the government loses in court, it has other options, such as applying for an interpretation from the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, the mainland's rubber-stamp parliament. In the face of all this, foreign judges have faced pressure, sometimes from their own governments, to resign from the Court of Final Appeal. Some of the judges argue that it is easier to defend judicial independence from inside the system. David Neuberger, one of the 3 remaining British judges on the top court, has vowed to stay to support the rule of law as long as I can. But he and his peers are in a tricky position. In one sense, you're independent, says a barrister in Hong Kong. But if the government passes totalitarian laws, you will be applying totalitarian laws. Though Hong Kong's role as a global commercial and financial centre depends on the rule of law, business people have reacted to the judicial situation with relative calm. In the past, many of them argued that the debate over national security matters was separate and that the rest of the legal system remained independent and effective. But as foreign judges leave, citing an untenable environment, it is becoming increasingly difficult to separate one judicial concern from another.